Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yes, sir, and y'all are blowing up the text lines. You're listening to the Fan After Dark. Blake Elliott joined by Fred Davis, and you guys have been chatting with Trevor in the back, getting your phone calls in, 877-881-1053. That's the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, and we're going to get you on the D&M Leasing Hotline if you were to call in right now. We got a bunch of names going up first. Should we just go roulette? I feel like we should go roulette style. Trevor.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Just spin the wheel.
That's a cluster, you know what. We gotta keep some level of decorum here. We gotta keep things in line.
Do we have Bobby back on? That's step
Bobby's
one.
Here. Bobby's ready to go.
See, you're all over the place. You're doing your best Fred impersonation tonight.
Bobby, right? Where are you at?
I'm on 121 approaching Huff Hines Boulevard.
Is it still storming outside?
No, but I mean, there's a bunch of lightning off in the distance. I think that's God's wrath from the trade, though.
Boy, can you give me and the Tolos, what was the we saw the press conference being live streamed, of course, here on the Fan on NFL Insiders, and what was kind of the mood in the room? Not the words being said, but the body language, either from the reporters, from the Joneses, kind of what was the temperature in the room?
You know, I think Jerry's mood could probably be best described as measured. I felt like Jerry was thinking intently about everything he was going to say. I don't know. It felt like there were things he was leaving unsaid, and he was really careful not to speak them. Steven looked, I gotta say, I texted Sean, RJ, and Peyton when I first sat down, and I said, it's just a look. He could be just giving me poker face, I guess, but Steven looked upset almost.
A little bit annoyed, right?
What's that?
Almost annoyed?
Yeah, or it felt exhausted.
Yeah.
Geez, this has been a long day. So,
right.
I don't know. I didn't sense any, super relief or, hey, we're super thrilled. It felt like from Steven's end, he was ready for the day to be done.
It's funny you say that because, look, and we could do the whole body language experts and stuff like that, but the way he was kind of leaning away from Jerry and had kind of that resting bee face, kind of to your point, there was definitely something on his mind. I don't know if he was questioning the way things went down. Maybe he thought there was more left on the table the way things went down. But this much I did gather from it was this was not his operation. Okay. This was not his mission. This was not his objective. This was a Jerry Jones special that we saw delivered today.
I think that I get how that would be what the impression was. I think that by the time this was done, I don't know the exact timeline of who came on board when and everything else. I honestly do think that by the time they agreed to do this, they were, as Jerry said, I don't think he's blowing smoke. I think they were unanimous in the front office. I think they were ready to be done. And look, it's been talked about. It's so dangerous to try and explain context to anybody in these sort of instances, because when you start giving them context, then they naturally, I'm sure the fan text will, if it hasn't been said already, it's coming through here in a sec, which is they'll say, here comes the Cowboys slander job, and they're here to just slander players after they leave and cover for them. No. This is literally just context for you. You can take it or leave it. I really don't care. But there there have been reports for 2 years, you can find them, of people within the team who were frustrated with Micah at times. Like, he had some growing up to do. He had some maturing to do. And I think that that building up, coupled with a really tough negotiation, coupled with the idea of, all right, we can save $20 million this year and potentially many million more into the future and get some extra draft picks. I think by the time all that had built up and been put together, a lot of people just said, all right, let's do it.
Let's go with it. Obviously, you guys are going to be talking about this quite a bit tomorrow. Anything you guys got as far as guests are concerned? Or also, too, you guys are going to be on remote, correct?
Yes, we're going to be out at the Red Oak Fire Station, 547 North Methodist. So you can come on out, get some Whataburger, get some giveaways, a cooling towel, Sean and RJ cooling towel, and come talk Cowboys and Micah with us, and we'll be doing that most of the morning. I know tomorrow we already have – we had Pat Doney from NBC5. He was going to come on and talk high school football with us. I'm sure he'll have some thoughts on this. We got Mike Florio at 8:40
okay.
from Pro Football Talk.
Love it.
And then I think we are efforting, as they say in the biz, on a couple others.
I know you are. Last thing real quick. I'm kind of surprised you didn't say anything to Ocho Cinco this morning about his shoddy – and I don't mean our shoddy – phone connection.
So I was just, you know, Fred, I don't think you're unaware of this. I would just imagine you generally blow by it, but the old line of just like, don't spend time talking about a mistake on air. Don't spend time talking about technical troubles on air. So tried to just power through it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. If it was anybody else but Ocho Cinco and the gold he was giving us, we probably would have just cut the interview early and just been like, yeah, your phone's terrible. In fact, I was, when I walked into the press conference room, Scott Purcell, who's been with Cowboys media for years, he saw me. He said same thing. He was like, boy, you guys put Tommy Yarish in a tough spot today, having to follow all that gold that Ocho Cinco was throwing to y'all. So he was fantastic. And, you know, he was. We made one comment at the end, Sean did. But he offered to send us cigars and stuff. I'm not going to then criticize the man's phone connection.
Well, no, and I thought you might do it like at the very beginning and just have him try to call back if there was something going. Because, I mean, look, I listened to the entire interview. It was absolutely phenomenal. It was just, like you said, it was tough at certain parts. So, either way, it was still a damn good interview. So, anyway.
Yeah, but that's you, what. Yeah, like, I think early on, it wasn't even, like, the first 2-3 minutes, it was fine. But there's also, like, probably the internal anxiety of, you're going to hang up on Ocho Cinco, well, and he's such a big guest, you're not going to be able to reach him again.
Get him back. Yeah, that's true. Although he seemed into it, though. I feel like he would have called you back. I feel like he would have called you back.
Yeah, I mean, he seemed to love Dallas. He's clearly a big fan of the city of Dallas, and so, I mean,
and let's be real.
It probably would have worked out. Look, we're gonna do some internal review.
Yeah,
and
you can burn through a break.
We're gonna be better for it.
You can burn through a break with Ocho Cinco on. There's no harm in that. All right, get home safe. We're gonna open up the phone lines. Get out there tomorrow. We're gonna love you guys up. Thank you for calling in, as always, my friend. And I know you guys will do 4 hours of another amazing radio tomorrow.
Hugs and kisses. See y'all later.
Hugs and kisses. The one, the only, Bobby Belt. Give him a listen. Give him a follow. And check him out tomorrow morning as well. All right, here we go. It's time for a little Tolos on the Telephone.
Thought you and Bob were gonna plan a date on the phone. You guys are just going back and forth.
Well.
Man, that phone call. You should have ended it earlier. No, I didn't end it earlier.
Well, I mean, again, I can't help myself sometimes. All right, I can't help myself, but we've got Rich, Rafa, Matt, Wayne, Jimmy, Gary, Andrew, Sam, and Nick, just to name a few.
Two segments of Tolos
on the Telephone. Say something.
Other than my boy Rafa, some pretty standard names here, I would say. And I'm saying that with the standard name myself, so.
That's true. But you know what? Look, I'm not here to despair. I mean, you're over here disparaging names before we even get started, okay, Jerry Jones? So calm down. Calm down.
I want a Kenny. Right. Where's the Kenny's at?
Calm down. Here we go. We're getting ready to fire up. 877-881-1053. We're giving you two segments, all right? So we're going to take this until 818. We're going to go to break, and then we're going to do it again on the other side, all right? So we've got about two segments, a segment and a half, give or take, of Tolos on the Telephone, all right? We're going to keep it short to about 45 seconds, guys. Your thoughts on the Micah trade. That's all we want to hear, 45 seconds. Please don't curse. Don't ask us how we're doing.
Well, you can ask us how we're doing.
No, I know. Don't. You already know. There's 9 of you, and there's probably going to be 20 of you, and it's all said and done. We're great. We're doing radio. Hey, we're here with you guys. Done. That's how we're feeling,
okay? You can ask me, guys.
No, we don't care how Blake's doing. He's here doing radio. He's doing fantastic, all right? So here we go. Let's get this thing started. Can I get a little bed music? Give me a little bed music.
Set the tone.
Okay, let's set the tone. Let's set the tone. 877-881-1053.
Can I add something?
Of course you can.
One of my side pieces just texted.
Oh, where's my girl? Where's my girl? This is going to be. Ask her how she feels about the Micah trade. Ask her how she feels about the Micah trade. Okay, here we go. Let's kick this thing off. Rich in Cali. What you got going on, Rich in Cali? How you feel about Micah Parsons?
Hey, guys. I'm glad to be on with you. I love what Jerry did. I'm tired of overpaying. Let's get on with this season. Let's get all the way to the playoffs. Great stuff,
Jerry.
I love it.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do, because we need to put a little something to this. Rich and Callie, great stuff from you. Here's what we're going to do, because I like to be confrontational. Tell us how you feel, and then are you Team Jerry or are you Team Micah? That's one for Team Jerry right there. And that's,
you know,
one for Team
Jerry.
You can
kind of also add in there, Jerry said they have a better chance of winning this year without Micah. Are you on that same thought process?
Love it.
Or are you disagreeing they have a better chance with Micah?
Okay. And if you're one of Blake's side pieces, 877-881-1053, we want the, what do the kids call it? We want the tea. All right, Rafa, what's going on? Rafa in Dallas. What's up, Rafa?
What's up, guys? I'm actually Team Micah.
Okay.
You know, I'm disappointed in Jerry. You know, he mentioned something about he's going to give us an opportunity to draft like five other players.
Yeah,
I did say that.
But didn't he draft one to try to stop the run, and that did not work out?
Correct.
So at the end of the day, what those draft picks, you know, how are they going to matter if you can't even draft and develop? And then all this, I forgot who had asked them something about other upcoming contracts. And then, you know, Jerry was like, they could ask back. Wasn't Micah asking Jerry to get paid? So what is he talking about?
Yeah.
He ain't doing nothing but just trying to get as much money in his pocket, because we keep going to the stadium. He doesn't really care about the playoffs anymore. He's coming out with, like, all these other productions on Netflix and all this other stuff that's going to make him more money. And at the end of the day, he doesn't really care about no fans.
Fired of it. That's it. Rafa's fired up.
Fired up.
He's Team Micah. Love to hear it, Rafa. Great call from you as well, my friend. All right, Matt and Cali. What's up, Matt?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I am Team Jerry with a capital IF. If they take those two number ones from the Packers and combine our number one and move up both years, I wanted to know if you think that they might do that. And if Jerry takes that 47 that the Packers gave him, we split that three-way and we go get three quality players at about $15 million each. If he does that, I'm Team Jerry.
Ooh, Matt with some qualifiers there. I love to hear it. All right, let's go out to Wayne in Athens. What's up, Wayne in Athens?
Athens, Greece?
What's going on, baby?
Are you calling from Athens, Greece, Wayne?
Yeah, Athens, Greece. No, bro. Athens, Texas, an hour and 30 minutes south of you.
Outstanding.
You should explore Texas, Blake. Come on.
We're going on a road trip.
Hey, so what happened is the Cowboys made the cardinal error in sports by trying to keep a window open. Like, it's not Team Micah and Team Jerry. I'm a third team. I'm Team Cowboys. I'm not down with Jerry, and I don't like the way it's going with Micah. I'm glad this is happening because it's something different. And they've tried to keep they thought that going from Romo to Dak would keep their window open. But our window was open when our offensive line was dominant, and that's been what it's been forever. Once Frederick, Martin, and Smith started declining, Frederick had to leave because he got that crazy Guillain-Barré or whatever. But once that broke down, if you look at it, that's what happened with the team. They've been trying to keep the window open. But now, at least this move says the team's not good enough and the QB is not good enough to take a team that's not good enough where they need to go. Because this is going to be the war chest to get the next QB. Thank you, guys. Love y'all.
I appreciate it. I'll tell you what, interesting call from Wayne. So I'll tell you what, Team Cowboys. So we've got two Team Jerrys, one Team Micah, and one Team Cowboys. Let's go out to Jimmy in North Richland Hills. What's up, Jimmy?
Good evening, boys. How the hell are you?
You already know the deal. Go ahead.
I am Team You Don't Trade Reggie White. That's what I'm the team.
Interesting.
And I'm also Team Stop Shoveling Money into Jerry Jones' Pockets. He's not going to change if you don't stop shoveling money into his pockets.
Real quick, Jimmy, though, I mean, and Blake and I,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Jimmy fell off.
Did you cut him off?
I never cut anybody off unless they say a cuss word.
Okay, fair enough. All right, we'll get to my Jimmy point here later. All right, let's go out to Gary in New Mexico.
Well, I'm all in for Jerry.
Okay.
I agree with everything he said. Micah Parsons wears down at the end of every season because he's an undersized defensive end. Last year, he missed significant time with an injury. You don't pay that much money to that type of player, especially when he doesn't even want to be around in the offseason. I firmly believe, and you can check me at the end of the year, Dallas made themselves a better team right now with this move. They sent a message to the league. They sent a message to other players. That's the best I've seen Jerry since I was a junior in high school and he bought the Cowboys back in 1989. They just turned a corner. If you want to get back on top, you better be willing to make a bold move. And Jerry took control, and he made a bold move, and I am all in.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Put this guy on Fan Phenom. Right?
Why is Gary not a Fan Phenom?
I'll tell you what. Gary is on fire. All right, real quick. Let's go one more, and then we got to go to break, and then we'll carry this over into the next segment.
Don't leave. Don't drop your call.
Yeah, hold tight. We got all you guys. And like I said, we got the phone line still blowing up. All right, one more to put a bow on this segment, and then we'll carry this over. Andrew and Forney. What you got, Andrew and Forney?
How are you doing, guys? First time calling. I think Jerry was kind of having a little deja vu with the whole thing, especially after the America's Team documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of reminiscent of the Herschel Walker thing, trying to get picks and everything. And at the end of the day, it's all about business, you know, trying to elevate the Cowboys, getting the picks. I'm kind of not for players getting overpaid just to have the highest contract and just underperform. And also, I mean, at the end of the day, we get our picks and I guess Micah gets his contract. I mean, how you see it. I mean, might not be under the Cowboys star, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's just business. People want to get paid, and teams evidently want to get most for what they want to pay, too. So that's a
team Micah, team Jerry, Andrew.
Swaying towards Jerry a little bit. I mean, I know he gets a lot of criticism, but at the end of the day, he's a businessman, and he got to make moves to benefit his team, too. So, Team Jerry.
All right. Appreciate you, Andrew and Forney. Okay. We got to take a break. Don't go anywhere. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That is also that. Look, you already know that's Franco and Franco, your attorney text line.
Don't go anywhere.
That's also the phone number to chime in. We've got a board full of phone calls. We got Quentin. We got Xander. We got David. We got Steven. We got Andrew and Aubrey. We got Kid News. What the hell's that? We got Sam and Plano. And we got Nick and Justin. And we got a guy trying to call in. Where are all my female Tolos at? We ain't had one female Tolo outside of Blake's side piece texting him in. Okay.
We lost Kid News.
Kid News left. All right. So, yeah, we got to him. Or them, whoever the hell they were.
PBS.
All right. 877-881-1053. Let us know where you are at. Team Jerry, Team Micah, when we come back.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Franco and Frankel, there's never not a pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Franco and Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Apparently, I'm this minute old finding out that Corey Seager's out.
Having surgery. Jared Sandler tweeted that. Around 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
I was busy.
Appendicitis.
Yep.
So can we go ahead and just put a
Rangers sorts of Corey Seager is having in a say that word again?
Can we just move the seat? Can we just move the Rangers to 1080 at this point?
Yikes.
877-881. Okay. I mean, no, that means more Fan After Dark.
I'm going to try to say this word.
Appendectomy.
There we go. Today, and we'll miss several weeks of per Jerry Sandler.
He's done.
Per CY, Seager is hoping to return before the end of the season. Seager experienced abdominal pain in recent days. They got worse and required a procedure. I think they're saying surgery. Is that?
Well, yeah, that's what an appendectomy
is.
Yeah,
you got to take out his appendix.
That's what an appendectomy is. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All Everyone knew that.
Sorry, I was knee deep in Texas high school football and Micah Parsons. So, anyway, all right, let's bring it back to the D&M Leasing Hotline. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. We've got a full board of callers. Quentin, Xander, David, Steven, Andrew, Usha, Randy, Brooke, and let's go out to Nick and Justin. What's up, Nick and Justin? Team Micah, Team Jerry, where you at?
I'm in Justin, Texas. It's about 30 minutes west of you guys, but I'm not Team Jerry, not Team Micah.
Okay.
Like the other gentlemen from Cowboy, I'm Team Cowboy.
Nice.
Cowboys let go their best player since DeMarcus Ware, and they got absolutely worked in this trade, just like they would have got worked in that negotiation with Micah. That's ultimately why they let him go. This is just Jerry getting his feelings hurt. This is all that is. He's just unbelievable that he let that guy walk out the building in this fashion. You know, if he tried to negotiate a handshake deal, why even try to do that? When has he ever tried to do that with any other famous player like Dak or CD? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. This was a total mess up. They're not better. If you think they're better right now, you're out of your mind.
Hot take. I ain't mad at it. All right, let's go out to Xander in Dallas. What's up, Xander in Dallas? Go for it.
Hey, look, I'm 100% Team Jerry. I love it because he's completely petty in this situation as well, because not only are you not going to get what you need from me, but I'm going to send you to Green Bay, which is the complete opposite of Dallas, Texas. I love what Jerry said, because he let us know that what Micah and his agent did is they tried to take Jerry's end number and start that for the negotiations. And Jerry said, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
We had a number and you went and you. So I heard somebody on TV say somebody's lying in this situation. Either Micah's lying or Jerry's lying. And I believe that Micah was lying throughout this whole situation about what was going on. I think Micah tried to be a businessman and get Jerry in a room by himself and get the contract that he wanted so that he can go back to his agent and they could get a higher number, because that was the number that he ended off with Micah, right? And now Micah tried to use that as leverage without realizing that it's Jerry Jones, an elite businessman, the Dallas Cowboys, who don't need Micah Parsons as far as the brand goes, right? And so now Micah is in a situation where he's not in Dallas where he, quote-unquote, wanted to be.
Yeah.
And you're in Green Bay, Wisconsin, buddy. So the football situation might be okay, but nowhere near the same as on the Dallas side. So 100% Team Jerry here.
Mm. Xander in Dallas, you know, dropping it like it's hot.
You know what I wonder? You know how Micah's the
head of Bleacher Report.
Yeah.
He's like the president of content creation.
Right.
I think that stays. Because we that with the whole star, you get a lot of that juice.
I'll tell you what, if they boot him from that, I mean, it tells you all you need to know.
And I got some numbers to share later about after taxes, where these contracts look at.
It's going to hurt. It's going to hit in the pocket a little bit. All right. David and Aubrey. What you got, David and Aubrey?
Love Aubrey.
Well, I just finished with the Fan Phenom. And
okay. Awesome. Nice little plug there. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of fun.
Got you down.
But I wanted to say I'm Team Jerry, but just say the word rebuild, Jerry. Everybody will be on your side. If you say the word rebuild, it means that you messed up in the past, and that's okay. Everybody does, but just admit it. That this is a rebuild. We're not going to win the Super Bowl this year. We're not going to win it next year. These draft picks are about the future. If you're trading it for three more in the future, that's perfectly fine. But just say the word. Stop being a politician. Stop saying you're going to win now. You're all about winning now. You want to win before you die. But just say the word rebuild.
Okay. All right. David and Aubrey, Fan Phenom, participant tonight. We'll see if you hear him on these airwaves again. Sticking around in Aubrey. Didn't we just have Andrew and Aubrey? Or was that another Andrew and Aubrey? No, that's another one. The other Andrew. What you got, Andrew, and the other Aubrey?
Yeah. So, begrudgingly and reluctantly, I think I'm going to be Team Jerry.
Wow.
However, let me press it.
No, you're fine. I'm just that's more for me than it is for anybody else.
Jerry,
go ahead.
Jones is charming, ultra soft in this situation. He got his feefies hurt here. All right. That's all it is. He got his feelings hurt. And he couldn't do business. Micah, he's a clown, though. Let's be honest. Mm. He was not fitting our culture. Mm. I'm glad he's gone. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Andrew and Aubrey. Wow. I tell you what, I am stunned by these numbers right now. Let's go out to Usha.
Or Usha.
Usha. Got you down.
Usha?
Say that again, young lady. Usha? Usha?
Yeah, it's Usha.
Usha.
Yeah.
Welcome in, Usha.
Hello, everyone. Thank you. I'm from, I think, a rare category of Indian origin women following NFL.
Okay.
And I'm a daily listener of 105.3.
Nice.
So I'm Team Parsons.
Okay.
And I think this is the biggest sack of his life. He sacked Jerry Jones big time. and I think as much as the bottom line is, it's a business, but I think it's still a sport and players may make it exciting. I think we'll miss him. Jerry, I don't think it was a great move.
Okay. Usha, I'll tell you what, hot take by you. I love it. And the biggest sack of his career, Micah Parsons.
That was great.
That counts as an extra point.
Go ahead and
for the line of that's G bag of the day right
go
there.
Go ahead and stop whatever you're doing, Trevor. Mark that.
Yeah. That was the sack of the day right there. That was the sack of the night. Let's go out to we got about four calls left. Randy, Brooke, Anthony, and Laura. Let's go out to Randy in Plano. What you got, Randy in Plano?
Yeah. Hey guys. Quick observation, man. I'm neither one, but I'm kind of like the brother from Justin. But I want to expand on that. I'm listening to your callers, and this is, to me, the biggest hypocrisy in all of this. Where's the similarity here in the Luka trade? You guys damn near ran this boy, Nico Harrison, out of town for the same deal. Jerry was in his feelings. So was Nico, okay? Didn't get nothing from this deal. But everybody's is all in support of Jerry's decision. Jerry hadn't done nothing for y'all in the last 30 years, okay? Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, I heard the caller just now talking about, oh, Micah, you know, he wasn't a good culture fit. That's kind of code switching, sounds like to me. And it's obvious that most of your calls are now all of a sudden about for Jerry. Well, excuse me, but Micah is your number one player on the team. He has the most value of anybody, including Dak. Okay, so you got a problem with him speaking up for what he wants and deserves? I got a problem with it. This is pure hypocrisy when you guys, all y'all talked about what Nico did to Luka. Okay, these guys are on the same level, and it's hypocrisy at its best. That's what I want to point out. But you guys are not going to talk about that. I know that.
And not about what? That. Not about what? The hypocrisy?
Yes.
Well, okay. Look, I mean, we can talk. We'll touch on it. I mean, here's the thing. I think they're two different things, though. All right. Luka didn't ask out of Dallas.
Luka asked out. Well, you know why Micah asked out? Because negotiation was not going the way they should have. Tell me, why did your tight end, granted the numbers are different, Jake Ferguson, when the hell has he done? How's he able to
get
a contract?
That's apples and oranges. The point is, he didn't have a problem paying Dak and CD.
Well, he shouldn't have done that. Well, he should have paid CD, but not Dak.
I mean, I don't disagree with the Dak thing should have stayed out, or he should have, you know, sat on that another year, and it would be a whole different conversation. But I don't think it's a question of Jerry not wanting to pay. I mean, he already said he was willing to give him $200 million. I mean, he said that. I don't disagree with you. Yes, on some level there is if we're gonna castigate Nico Harrison, which, oh by the way, I've been very stirred. I've said time and time again that I think this was way over Nico's head as far as the Luka trade was concerned.
It is.
Okay.
I've
said from day one that the NBA was behind that, because you don't move a guy like that to LA and then, oh by the way, Cooper Flagg shows up. Okay. So that's
it.
So
the number one draft.
You know what I'm saying? So
nobody is talking about that. You guys should break. I want to thank you for recognizing that and acknowledging that. You don't have to do that.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
But I just want to bring it up. You know, because everybody's want to jump on Jerry's bandwagon and done nothing. He don't care about this team. He don't care about you fans.
I'll say this.
Look at the proof in the pudding.
I don't disagree. I think he does care, but I think at the same time, too, the problem with Jerry is this, and we'll get out of here with this because we got two calls left. And Randy, I'll tell you what, thank you so much for that call. You're well, call in anytime. Love to have you on the program. Jerry does care, but Jerry cares about doing it his way. And if you don't want to do it his way, then guess what? You're going to be residual collateral damage. All right, last two callers. Take us home. Let's go out to Brooke in Dallas.
Oh, this is so fun. Hi, thanks for having me. I'm going to say I'm Team Jerry.
Okay.
You know, God bless
hypocrite.
Texas. God bless the Cowboys. And you know what? I just want to thank the organization for giving the Packers a world-class player so they can continue to beat us year in and year out. Now we have to see Micah and the Packers in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Go, Pack, go. I do love the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, and I'm sorry my boyfriend put me up to this.
I love it.
I'm sorry.
Good for you. Good for you. Your boyfriend's a fatty. You're a fatty.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week. and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It sounds like great stuff from you, Brooke. Let's go out. Final call. Take us home. Laura in Dallas. Laura, get us out of here.
Right. I would like to say I listen every morning to 105.3. So I'd like to call out Bobby, who this morning said that the least likely thing that could possibly happen is Micah getting traded. And that made me feel better in the morning. And so now I don't. So I'd like to thank Bobby for not being honest. But nope. I'm joking. I'm actually not team. I really was joking. I'm not team Jerry because I just don't think he deserves any credit. Yeah. But I'm kind of okay with Micah leaving. I was annoyed with how much he talked on this podcast. I felt like he didn't back it up on the field. And I think we're going to be okay without him. But where was that energy when he was saying he would take less money and he wanted to be a Cowboy for life? What really changed? Because he would say all that stuff. So what really changed there?
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say, and go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? Laura in Dallas, thank you so much for that. And to all you callers that didn't make it through today, don't worry about it. We'll be back on Saturday. We'll do another Totals on the Telephone then as we get ready.
I hate leaving callers on the board.
I hate to do it too, but you know what? Look, that just shows that you guys are listening. That shows that you guys are engaged. And to all you that couldn't make it in, text into the program. Give us a text. Same phone number, 877-881-1053. If we didn't get to you on the phone line, we'll get to you in the text message later. Later on in the show. All right, coming up next, what's my boy's name? Peter what?
Bukowski.
There you go, that guy. Peter Bukowski joining us from Locked On Packers. We've gotten the vibe sort of, for how things feel right here in the DFW. How are things in Green Bay right now? We'll talk to Peter Bukowski from Locked On Packers, talking all things Micah Parsons, the newest Green Bay Packer. Don't go anywhere, it's Phantom Dark. What a night it has been. The sports world is a buzz, and we're not even talking about the fact that newest engaged power couple, Travis Kelce and T Swizzle at Arrowhead Stadium, watching his Cincinnati Bearcats and the Nebraska Corn. I'm just saying this because, A, there's not a lot of sports on TV right now. I mean, the NFL Network is replaying the Cleveland Browns and Carolina Panthers from Shadour's standout performance.
I mean, it was the most watched preseason game in NFL history. So.
Was it?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I watched it. I mean, I watched first half. I mean, after the first half, I was
out. You had
out.
People, like, at work, if they had a later job, like, sneaking watching it. Like, what other preseason game?
No, my son and I, me and Xavier Zave, were sitting there at Ohio, slamming down sushi and all you can eat steak and watching Shadour. So there you have it. All right, without further ado, I don't know if this guy is all about the all-you-can-eat sushi. We're about to find out. I know he's about to be all about the one, the only Micah Parsons. Let's welcome to the program on the D&M Leasing Hotline from the Locked On Podcast Network. He's also the co-founder of The Leap, a football newsletter offering unique insight stories, data breakdowns, and more around the Green Bay Packers. I'm guessing he's going to have a story or three about their newest acquisition, Mr. Micah Parsons. Let's welcome to the program, Mr. Peter Bukowski. And Peter, we heard rumblings a couple weeks ago that, you know, the Packers had a deal on the table. Fast forward to today, boom, your boy's a Packer. How surprised are you about how this unfolded?
Isn't it amazing that a talking dog and a breast augmentation surgeon had this news before Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport? I mean, it's just it's crazy what has happened here in the last 24 hours. But if you the people that I talked to over the last week. Thought, you know, look, the Packers were going to make an offer. This is all going to be about what Jerry Jones wants to do. And that ultimately, you watch the press conference. I watched the press conference. Jerry Jones looks pretty defeated through all of this. He tried to spin it the way that, you know, he can. And I think, guys, the thing that stood out to me, and I was thinking about this yesterday as I was making some calls about, you know, what people are hearing about this, is remember about a week and a half ago, Jerry Jones went on a media blitz.
Oh yeah,
and that's when we got the you know, David Mulligetta told us to stick it up our, I don't know what I can say on your airwaves, but stick it where the sun don't shine, you know, that whole thing. You know, that has a different patina on it now, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel like now he's trying to put the onus on Micah Parsons and the agency? Like, that was what that was about. Like, hey, we did our best, but ultimately the agent drove a wedge between me and Micah Parsons. Now we got the very Nico Harrison-esque, like, oh, we were worried about his conditioning and defense. That's apparently like his run defense. Like, that's going to be the thing now. I don't know if he's just pulling from the Nico Harrison playbook or what, but this all has to, if you're a Dallas sports fan, doesn't it have to feel very familiar here?
It does. It does, Peter. And I want an outsider's point of view. A lot of people in Dallas, whether it be media or fans, have thoughts on Jerry Jones. What is kind of the Green Bay media and just the media folks that you're around, what do they think about Jerry Jones and maybe how easy or not easy he is to deal with when it comes to trades?
Oh, man. I think the perception of Jerry Jones is that he always has the best interest of Jerry Jones at heart. And that's not even a criticism, I don't think. I mean, it is, at least it isn't for me. Like, I stand in profound respect for Jerry Jones, the businessman, I'll tell you that. And the more I learned as an outsider, you know, the more I learned about some of the deals and the ways that he, you know, it moved the NFL business model forward, you have no choice but to respect what he's been able to do and build. But it does seem like the game might be passing him by a little bit. And it happened to Bill Belichick. He was also one of those guys that he wanted to negotiate with players solo, no agents. And this is just not the world we live in anymore. And I think the old, like, hey, let me just get Dion in a room at a steakhouse and we'll figure this out. Like, that just doesn't work anymore. And at a certain point, you know, go do your Landman shows and by who he was great on Landman, by the way. But that's just not the way you can manage a team anymore. The whole, like, oh, we'll just, you know, the PR stuff, that this is worth all the money for us. Well, they could have signed Micah Parsons a year ago for $35 million. He's now on another team and he's getting $47 million. Dak got paid way above the market rate for Dak Prescott because Jerry Jones waited and waited and waited and wanted to milk the drama. Like, I just don't know if at this point he is acting in the best interest of the Cowboys, only in the best interest of Jerry Jones.
Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers podcast, as well as the Leap podcast, newsletter for the Packers. What are the Cowboys getting in Kenny Clark?
Well, Kenny Clark is someone who has the joke in Green Bay for a long time has been, you know, can you believe he's still only 26 years old? Now he's 29, but he was 20 when he came into the league. And what's kind of funny to me from this all is it was actually the a Cowboys game back in 2016 that made me go, wait, this kid can be special. And there was a stretch when Kenny Clark was one of the best nose tackles in the league. In fact, 2023, he had his best pass rush season as a pro, number, like his best sack season by far, 8.5 sacks in 2023, and was extremely impactful for the Packers pass rush. Last year, he had an injury early on, a foot injury, and we didn't know at that time how serious that injury was. He didn't say anything. He didn't complain. He's just not that kind of guy. He's going to go out and work every day as a leader, as a culture guy. This is as good a guy as you're going to get. And I still think he has plenty to give. I mean, he works as hard as anybody in the offseason. He trains out in California and has always worked to add things to his pass rush game. He is someone who can, as a run defender, take on double teams from the nose. He played more three technique over the last couple of years, someone who can give you some interior pass rush if you want that, especially on early downs when you kind of need that from a guy that's, you know, 310 plus pounds. If he's going to play the nose and someone's going to, you know, on first down, get a little play action going, you have to be able to rush the passer. He can do that when he's healthy. You know, I think the question for the Packers is, was he part of the long-term plan? I don't think he was. I think from a money standpoint, Green Bay in a year was going to move on from Kenny Clark. And so his inclusion in the trade, while I do think it helps Dallas, was a player that the Packers, I think, were going to get off in a year anyway.
That's tough to hear. Peter, on the other side of the coin, what are kind of some deficiencies or things that you think may hold Kenny Clark back in Dallas? I think everyone would agree he's an upgrade opposite of Osa over Solomon Thomas, Mozzie Smith, Perrion Winfrey, some other D tackles the Cowboys have here. But where do you see some holes still kind of in that Cowboys D line, mainly looking at a guy like Kenny Clark?
Yeah, you know, it seems to me he's exactly what they needed.
Okay.
I mean, I will say that. So
how is he against the run?
Well, at his best, really good. And there were times, you know, I think back to there's a screen grab that sort of, you know, anytime I think of Kenny Clark, I think of this screen grab of him and Mike Daniels. Now, this is going back a little bit now, but it was two double teams on those two guys. So four offensive linemen are taking these two guys. He can eat double teams. And so if you're gonna have a player who can do that, that frees up your linebackers. I think, frankly, the bigger problem for the Cowboys is even if Kenny Clark is his best self, I don't know that they have the back seven guys. I don't know if they have, in particular, the linebackers right now that are going to be able to take advantage of having someone like that up front for them. So does he fix the run defense? I think from a block consumption standpoint, a block occupying standpoint, and from a I can get into the backfield and create negatives. And that's what Osa does too, right? I mean, he's someone who can penetrate and create some negatives in the backfield. Kenny Clark is more of a stand him up, control him blocker sort of player, though he can win quickly with his speed, still has that in the bag. I mean, he's still a player who he's got a wrestling background. He can just like jackknife players into the backfield at times. He used to absolutely own Garrett Bradbury against Minnesota. Like undersized centers are still barbecue chicken for him. But the question is going to be, do you have the linebackers to clean up the mess behind? And that was one of those things. For a while, the Packers just didn't. And that started to change last year. It's interesting now that he's going to be gone. Let's see if, you know, Edgerrin Cooper in Green Bay, Quay Walker in Green Bay are going to play the same way without Kenny Clark. That'll be a test. But, like, I'm looking at – I have the Arlads pulled up right now. But Kenny Clark is just so much better than any of those guys.
Yep.
I kind of understand why Jerry Jones would be like, yeah, this would be the guy we'd want to get here. He's going to be, I think, good for Dallas.
We'll get you out of here with this one, Peter. 60 seconds or less, flipping the script to the Green Bay Packers that now have the four-time Pro Bowler and Micah Parsons. Does this open the window? Are they now Super Bowl or bust, the Green Bay Packers? What do they look like in the future, in the near future?
Packer fans would tell you they're Super Bowl or bust every year, but Brian Gutekunst said in his post-game or postseason press conference at the end of the year, it's time to start winning Super Bowls. And we want that sense of urgency to trickle out. That was what he said. And I remember on my show, I said, what does that mean for you then, Brian Gutekunst? Does that mean you're going to go out and do some things? Because Nate Hobbs and you know, a guard in free agency, that's not going to be enough. Well, here you go. I mean, this is the move that Packer fans said Brian Gutekunst would never make. And here he is with that sense of urgency. I think this puts the Packers squarely in contention in the NFC. I think they were always in contention in the NFC. But we expect that we can win the Super Bowl today, this year, right now. And so that does add to the pressure for Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur to go out and actually get it done. I think they're, at the very least, the favorites in the NFC North. And I think you can make a compelling case they're the favorites in the NFC as a whole.
I'll tell you what, that NFC North is going to be a bloodbath. Peter, great stuff from you as always, my man. Tell you what, let's do this again because look, we're going to see y'all again in 4 weeks. Sound good?
That's what I mean. Let's do it.
My man. Peter, great stuff from you, big dog. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir. The one, the only, Peter Bukowski. All right. Coming up next, we're efforting for RJ Ochoa. We'll find out. He's either going to join us in the next segment or 9:20. We might have some extra credit. We might have some Jerry cuts. So much to get to. In case you missed it, Micah Parsons is no longer a Cowboy. Fan After Dark. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive?
Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.